Hello, my name is Raman Sharma and I'm a program manager with the C++ team. I'm here today to talk about how to build metro-style apps using JavaScript and C++. I like to refer to these apps as hybrid apps because on the one hand they use the web technologies like HTML and JavaScript, and on the other hand they use compiled code like native C++ code. So that's why the term hybrid. So today I'm going to talk about the different technologies that Windows 8 developer preview and Visual Studio 11 developer preview have enabled to create such hybrid apps. So quick agenda for today. First up, we're going to talk about the motivation for creating hybrid apps. Why exactly would you want to go the hybrid way? And then we're going to do a quick exercise of building one such hybrid app, a very simple example that sort of focuses on the tools that are available to you. And then we're going to do a quick recap of the different tools that Visual Studio 11 provides you to create such apps, followed by a word or two of advice of the things you need to keep in mind when you're designing such hybrid apps. So moving along, the big question now, why do you want to marry JavaScript and C++? Aren't these two languages doing their respective jobs very well in different areas? Like JavaScript is building the web today, and C++ is powering the servers and the operating systems and the databases and the games and the flight simulation systems of the world. So what exactly is the need to bring them together? And the answer is that exactly is the reason why we want to bring them together. When you're creating an app, you are solving a series of problems one after the other. There are UI problems to solve, there are communication problems to solve, and there are computation problems to solve. And sometimes you have to make compromises because you choose one language to solve all these problems. Now, what this technology enables for you is that you can pick horses for courses. I know it sounds like a flashy title, but it is really apt in this case. Because as a part of solving every problem inside your app, you should be able to pick and choose the most appropriate technology for solving that problem. If you want to talk to the web, if you want to talk to the web services, send HTTP requests, create a UI which is responsive and dynamic, JavaScript is the perfect friend for you. If you want power and performance, if you want to make sure that you exploit the GPU and CPU resources on your machine to the fullest, then C++ is the way you want to go. So imagine an app in which there's a significant audio processing, video processing, optical character recognition, face detection algorithms, and things like that. Can you imagine doing any of these things in any other language other than C++? And now, once you have done that, imagine extracting all that data and sending it to a web service over the cloud, over a secure network, and receiving the results back and displaying them in an HTML page. Why would you want to do anything like that in any other language other than JavaScript? So the idea is that you should be able to pick and choose the correct technology for each problem that you want to solve. So that's why the term horses for courses. And code reuse is another big motivation why you want to build hybrid apps. And the reason for that is that both JavaScript and C++ are hugely popular languages today. And there is massive amount of code that has been written in both the languages, whether it is in the form of end products or as libraries that developers can leverage inside their own apps. So we're going to look at two examples of code reuse. One is, the first one is, if you have existing native code, how do you want to bring that into your metro-style app? So you have existing native code. What you do is create a simple Windows runtime layer on top of your C++ code. And how exactly to do that, I'm going to talk about in my demo later on. But the point is, once you have done that, once you have created that small layer, it is really trivial for JavaScript to talk to your C++ code now. And that means that the JavaScript part doesn't need to be very computationally intensive. JavaScript can be a thin layer between the computationally intensive part that lives in C++ and the UI that you can now create using HTML, HTML5. So this is the example of existing native code. What happens if you have existing web assets? By web assets, it's mostly HTML and JavaScript code. So the approach that you can take there is you can sort of look at your JavaScript code and identify what is the heavy lifting that JavaScript code is doing, which should ideally be in a compiled language like C++. And once you have identified those pieces, you can easily break out that code into a different C++ component that you can create using the Windows runtime technology. And the third motivation, it again sounds like a flashy title, but this one is very important, is that there is no dead end. If you are a web developer and you want some facility from the platform which is not there, you can go build it. There is nothing that prevents you from doing that. C++ provides you enough room for innovation to enable you to do something like that. So imagine your app wants to talk to the next generation hardware, which is not supported by the platform inside the box. It is possible that the most appropriate way to talk to this device and the device driver is through C++. But now using the Windows runtime technology, you can create a simple WinRT layer on top of your C++ code that talks to the driver. And now all of a sudden your component is available to JavaScript or any other language for that matter. So in that sense, you have extended the platform. So Windows 8 is a very rich platform. If you're a developer in any language, you'll find that the sheer amount of OS functionality that has been made available to you is very impressive. But the point is that you can make it even richer. We don't believe that the platform actually ships in a box. We believe that the platform is actually built by the ecosystem around the box through the collective innovations of the entire developer community that solves their own unique problems through creative solutions. And that is the essence of what we want to enable with this technology. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at the demo. So the demo basically builds a very small Hello World-like hybrid app that uses JavaScript and HTML to load an image from the user's pictures library. And it displays the image and uses the C++ component to perform some image manipulations on the image. So let me get started by creating a new blank JavaScript project. So as you can see, under JavaScript, Windows Metro style, I've selected blank application. I can call it cool app, and we'll figure out how cool the app actually is. So now I have my app, and I can see that my app basically contains some empty HTML and some really basic JavaScript. If I run this app, you're not going to see anything. So let's go ahead and add some stuff to the app. So inside the HTML, I'm going to paste some code that I already have here. So basically what I've done here is added some HTML to the body of the default HTML file. There are two buttons, one to load an image from the pictures library, and the other to flip the image using a C++ component. But so far, we don't have any C++ inside this solution. And at the bottom, you can see we have two image tags. The first one is to display the original image that the user has selected, and the second one is to display the edited image that the C++ component acts on. So, as you can see, the buttons have some handlers, which we have not yet defined. So let's go ahead and define these handlers in the JavaScript file. So at the bottom of the JavaScript file, again, I'm going to add some code that I already have here. So this code is really simple. What it is doing is it's making JavaScript calls into some Windows runtime API. The first one, as you can see from here, is to call the file picker API, which provides you with a dialog to select images from the pictures library. And then it calls some more API to copy the selected image into the application's temporary folder so that the later portion of C++ can then act on the image in the temporary folder. So now that I have this, the basic structure of my app should be ready, and I should be able to run it and see the image loading at least. So let's go ahead and try that. So as you can see, we have two buttons and two empty image tags here. Let's go ahead and try to load an image. So as you can see, this is the file picker API. I can select any image here. For example, I select the Colosseum image and open it, and it is displayed in the tag where it is supposed to be. So this thing is working fine. Let's go ahead and add some C++ functionality to this app. So I'm going to go ahead and stop the app by stop debugging option in the menu. The next thing I want to do is I want to add a C++ component to my solution. And how do I do that? I go to my solution and add a new project. And this time, instead of JavaScript, I'm going to go inside Visual C++. And I see this Winarty component DLL. And let's give it a name like imaging. So basically, what this Winarty component DLL does is it creates some code for you that you can fill in. It's like boilerplate code that you can fill in so that your functionality is readily available to anything that understands Windows runtime. So JavaScript happens to be one of those things. So as you can see, this is regular C++ native code. You see ref classes instead of classes. This is a new concept that Visual C++ extensions for Windows runtime has introduced. Ref classes basically allow you to create Windows runtime classes, which can be consumed by anything that understands Windows runtime. So this is a really simple project. It has a header and a source file, a class with a few methods, and a default property. So let's go ahead and add some functionality to this component now. So we're going to use an API called Windows Imaging Component in order to perform pixel manipulations on the image. And for that, I need to introduce some headers. And I'm going to do that by pasting this code here. As you can see, I've included some headers, and I've included some namespaces that I'm using later on in my implementation. So once I've added this, I need to add some stuff to my runtime class as well. So let's go ahead and do that now. So as you can see, basically I've added one public method called flipImage that takes a file as an input, a string as an input, which is the path of the input file, and a file as an output, which is the path of the output file. And there is some private information there. The private stuff is not accessible to JavaScript. The public stuff is the only surface that JavaScript can call into. So we're going to focus on that. So we have the declaration of this thing. Let's go ahead and provide the definition for FlipImage API inside the source file. And I'm going to do that by pasting some more code here. There are three or four functions that I've added here, but the most important one is this one, Winarty component flip image. It calls into some internal API, but the point worth noting is that this API is called by JavaScript, and we'll see later how JavaScript is able to do that. So I'm going to save this file now. And since I'm using some Windows API, I need to add to my linker options the lib file for this particular component. It's called windowscodecs.lib. And OK. And let's go ahead and build the project. OK, so the project builds fine. Now what I have in this solution is a JavaScript project and a C++ project. But there's no connection between the two. In order for JavaScript to be able to consume C++, there has to be some association between the two projects. So let's go ahead and set up that association by adding a reference inside the JavaScript project. And if you go to solution, you'll find that other projects inside the same solution are listed. So you'll select imaging and add. So what this does is it sets up an association between the two projects. The referenced project is now ready to be consumed by the referencing project. Let's go ahead and see examples of doing that. So now my C++ component is ready. Let's go back to the default JavaScript file and add the code that actually calls into the C++ runtime component. And for that, I'm going to paste some more code. So basically, what I've done here is I've created a function called flipImage inside JavaScript. What this function does, it instantiates the native object that I've created. As you can see, this statement here is equivalent to instantiating a native object. So imaging is a namespace that we had created inside our native code, and Vinati component was the name of the runtime class. So basically, we are activating, also known as instantiating, the runtime class, and then we are calling a method called flipImage on that native object. So the cool thing about this technology is that even if you don't paste this code like I did, you can actually type in the entire code, and you can see IntelliSense. So basically, what you see here is the methods and the properties of the runtime class that you had defined in C++. And in IntelliSense, you're actually able to see the JavaScript equivalent of those things. So this really helps you to consume the C++ components that you may or may not have written by getting regular JavaScript like IntelliSense, just like a web developer would expect. So for now, let me go ahead and revert to this state. And now I have all the code that loads the image and flips the image using C++. Let's go ahead and run the app. Okay, so the app starts. Let's go ahead and load the same image this time. But this time, we're also going to try to flip the image. And as you can see, the C++ component has acted on the image, and the output image is now displayed in the bottom image tag. So operations like these are what C++ is actually known for, and we've seen an example of that. But it doesn't end here. So now, what I want to do is I want to try it again. So I want to debug my code. I put a breakpoint inside the loadImage method. So as you can see, the moment I clicked loadImage, my breakpoint in JavaScript gets hit, and I can debug this code now. And the best part is that you can close the app, and you can switch the debug property from script only to native only, and now you'll be able to debug your native code. So you can put a breakpoint inside your flip image method, and you can run the app again. And this time, the breakpoint in your C++ code is hit. So basically, there is seamless experience whether you want to debug your web code or whether you want to debug your native code. So let's go ahead and run the app. So these are all the functionalities that are provided by Visual Studio 11 for you to be able to create hybrid apps. Okay, so that was the demo. Now, let's do a quick recap of all the tools that we have looked at during the demo. So the most important thing that is a big takeaway is the Visual C++ extensions for Windows Runtime. These are the language and library enhancements that you will find in C++ that enable you to interact seamlessly with Windows runtime in a very natural way, just like you would write regular C++ code for any app. So using this technology, you can both consume and author Windows runtime components using C++. And on top of that, you have full-blown IDE experience. So you have templates so that you don't have to write a lot of boilerplate code. You have the functionality of adding reference from one project to the other so that the output of your referenced project is automatically consumed in a meaningful way by the referencing project. So just like we saw for a JavaScript project referencing a C++ component. And we have a complete IntelliSense experience. There is JavaScript IntelliSense. There is C++ IntelliSense, even for the new language constructs. And there is mixed experience. So even if you create a C++ component and you reference this component from JavaScript, you're able to see JavaScript IntelliSense for the C++ component so that the JavaScript developer can think just the way he thinks today, which is the JavaScript code. And then the build and debug. So in the demo, we saw that F5 actually led to a lot of things. It simply brought up your app, but in the background, a lot of things were happening. Your app was deployed. Your app was, the correct manifest was created for your app. The JavaScript component that you the C++ component is automatically registered so that its components can be used by the JavaScript code. And you're able to debug both JavaScript and C++ code. So all these are things that IDE provides to you in order to create such apps. So now there are some design considerations whenever you try to create hybrid apps. Whenever you have a language system talking to another language system, there is marshalling of data involved. And whenever there is marshalling of data involved, there is performance penalty. So in order to mitigate that penalty, what you want to do is that you want to avoid the chattiness of the interface through which the different language systems talk to each other. By chattiness, I mean if there's a lot of to and fro happening between JavaScript and C++, then the marshalling penalty will probably take away all the benefits that you're getting in the first place from using a C++ component. So if there's a lot of to and fro happening, there's something wrong with the design and we should rethink the design. The second thing is you want to localize heavy lifting to the C++ side because that is the first reason you're using a C++ component. So why would you want to do something like load an entire image in JavaScript and send the entire pixel data from JavaScript to C++ when you can just exchange small information with very little volume, things like file paths or URLs, instead of the entire pixel data of the image from one side to the other. So as far as possible, try to avoid things like that. One last design advice is that think MVC. Whenever you're designing hybrid apps, the popular model view controller pattern is something that can really help you. So your C++ is really, it comprises the core of your app, which takes care of heavy lifting, which takes care of heavy-duty computations, which takes care of the most business logic inside your app. And your JavaScript and HTML should really provide the controller and the view of your app. HTML really is for the UI and the layout, and JavaScript is to act as a small shim between your C++ logic and the UI. So these are the things that you need to keep in mind when you're designing hybrid apps. So that was the demo. And feel free to ask any questions. My email will be listed in the Channel 9 content. We are looking forward to people playing with this technology and creating really compelling apps using this technology. There's a lot of work that has gone into this. So do use it and let us know your feedback. Thank you.